container gardening. Container gardening, whether you have a lot of ground to grow in or you have no ground, a patio, porch, deck, or elsewhere, container gardening is a great alternative, and you can grow a lot in a container. It's not very restrictive to you if you kind of understand how to go about getting the containers and what you can grow in them.
Even if you do have ground to grow in, we use containers for a few different things. One is to add more space. Another one is you grow rhubarb in a container. Sometimes you don't want to grow certain things in the ground, like mint, that can spread. So you want to think about the right size container for what you're planting.
99% of the things in which you can grow in the ground, you can grow in a container, excluding a few crops. But yeah, the size of the container. If it takes 2 square feet in the ground, you probably want something that's a little bigger than that for the container. You want to have good soil depth. A typical container, we use RootMaker grow bags, which are about 12 inches high.
So one thing
and multiple gallons.
One thing you want to think about is what you're planting. So like lettuce and the roots. So lettuce is not a very deep-rooted plant. It's a very shallow-rooted plant. So you could get away with like an old hanging basket to plant your lettuce in. But something like tomatoes, you're going to want like a 5-gallon bucket because those are heavy feeder. They have deep roots. And then even like squash, what else?
Peppers, yeah, with eggplants, potatoes. The thing with a container is, yes, it may have shallow roots, but also that doesn't mean it's a good idea only to have 2 or 3 inches in depth.
No, but like a hanging basket
Correct.
Is about 4 inches.
You've got
usually.
4 to 6 inches. Yeah. Because the less amount of mass of soil you have in there, the quicker it will dry out. Additionally, the less amount of soil you have in there, the quicker the nutrients will leach out of it from natural rain and or watering. So you're going to have to supplement some type of plant food or fertilizer on a regular basis or a couple of times during the growing season.
So speaking about rain and watering, you want to make sure your container has drainage holes. This is important because you don't want the water just sitting in the bottom.
If your container doesn't have drainage holes, don't use or don't buy that container.
Right, unless it's a 5-gallon bucket and you're gonna drill holes in it or, you know, something of the like.
Yes.
So that's something that's very important. You need to be able to have drainage holes. Now, one thing you can...
With a 5-gallon bucket, we talked, you put holes in it. Most people would decide to just drill holes in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
What we would recommend is going 1 inch up the side and then drilling holes, 3 or 4 holes in it. What that provides you is 1 inch of basically a water cushion, a self-watering, wicking type of environment. You're going to fill the container full of soil. So whenever you water, once the water gets to the holes that are 1 inch up the side of the bucket, they will overflow and run out. There's still water that's capillated in the bottom of that bucket that will wick back up when the upper levels of the soil gets dry. So it can help you a little bit, keep the plant a little healthier, happier, and even if you forget to water, it may save you in the long run.
Right. So that's very important to know about drainage holes. Now, you can mulch around containers, which a lot of people might not think about, but that way mulching, you're not necessarily going to have any weeds because you're filling it with a good potting soil or good compost, but mulching helps retain that moisture. And it also
which is key.
So you might think, well, I have containers, I don't need to mulch that. Well, it's good. You can retain that moisture.
Have you forgot to do something in your life? You will forget to water your containers.
Exactly. That's exactly it. And that's one thing is that just because you're growing in containers, make sure you are on a watering schedule with that.
And there are irrigation systems in which a drip irrigation, which is designed for container gardens, that you can hook it up and on a timer, so you do not have to worry about it. Multiple units and zones that you can hook up and go on your patio, porch, or deck. Very efficient, very effective, and it takes a lot of the guesswork out of it, as well as the forgetfulness out of it. And then some, if you really want to get high tech, some link up to your Wi-Fi and you can control it with your phone and the whole deal there, but that's another program for another day.
Right. So that's what... That's our next item here is watching for moisture. So using irrigation, making sure you're on a watering schedule. During the hottest parts of the year, you want to make sure that you are maybe watering that container twice a day, sometimes maybe even 3 times a day, depending on the size of it.
And then we go back to the size. Oversize will save you even for short, shallow root crops because water naturally wicks up in nature, in the world, wicks up from the soil level and vertically, and then evaporates from the underneath the earth. I forget whatever you call those, the capillaries, and, the water systems, the streams underground, wicks up and
the water table,
and hydrates the soil. So that's the same thing that's happening in a container. From the bottom up, it dries out. So that's what you want to be aware of. And again, using mulch will reduce the amount of watering you have to do. Now, mulch can be anything. It can be shredded paper. It can be straw, chemical-free grass
clippings. You can take, if you have like old cloth, you can take and lay it in strips around your container.
We have experimented, and this has worked. Take an old sock that doesn't have preferably holes in it, fill it with sand, and then lay it on top of the container. And it creates a barrier. And then when you water, you just water it through the sand or the sock, and it hydrates the soil. Because what happens on the beach, top of the sand, hot, dry. You rake back about an inch, moist. So it makes a great, and if you don't want to mix that sand in, then that's one way of doing it. But there's many, many different options. We want to avoid anything that's going to leach chemicals in to the soil. In the container. That's the number one goal here, is to keep the soil healthy.
Now, sometimes you may have to trellis or support what's in your container, so don't think like you can't grow cucumbers in a container, because you certainly can, and there is bush cucumber varieties, but you can grow vine cucumbers, you can grow vine beans, pole beans. Thank you. You can grow bush beans too, but you can grow pole beans, you can trellis those, you can grow
tomatoes, trellis them,
yeah, use them, or stake them, yeah, stake or cage them. So you definitely
Some squash.
So you can definitely have support, and you can grow a squash. Maybe you have a ground and your soil's bad, and you just want to grow in containers, or you don't want to commit. You can still grow a squash. You just have to remember that it's going to vine out on the ground,
and it's going to take a lot of water. Carrots do really good in the containers. I was thinking about that, because that loose soil allows the carrots to
onions
to grow real good. And a trellis can be anything that is functional. You can have it eye pleasing, but Holly and I look at it. It doesn't have to be pretty. It has to be functional. And some people will take an old mattress and burn the mattress, the fibers off, and use the spring frame as a trellis. And it really works well for like pole beans. You can do a lot of pole beans, but that's a discretional decision if you want to do such that. But sticks, twigs, whatever fell out of the tree, jam them in. Let those plants grab onto those structures, because a lot of these, for peas example, very weak stemmed, and when they fall over, they'll pinch the stem and the plant's done. Doesn't matter how big they are. So you have to have some supporting apparatus in for these plants in order to grow successfully, some of them.
And one advantage to container gardening is that you're typically growing these off the ground. I mean, it might just be like the height of a 5-gallon bucket, but maybe you have like a nice little planting bench and you grow them on this bench. You're able to see problems a lot.
The elevation aspect of it.
Yeah, the elevation aspect. So that's something that is an advantage if you go out there, look at your containers, and you see some sort of pest or bug, you're probably going to see a lot easier.
There will be bugs and insects that affect the plants that are in your containers. However, some it may be less, because the elevation that some bugs can't get up. You know, they live on the ground, they live in the soil, they can't climb up the container and climb in the container. Some do, but there is availability to see them easier, and there's some less infestation that you may have on the plants as well. And then finally, placement of your container is key, but also the mobility that you have. That's the advantage with growing in containers. If you do see a problem or realize you put them in the wrong place at the beginning of the year.
Right, and you preferably want to make this decision, especially for a 5-gallon bucket, before you fill it full. But if you have to move it, you know, you have to move it. But you want to think about if you're moving. We did that.
Yeah.
So you want to think about where you're putting it. You want to have some sunlight. Make sure it's not something where people or animals or whatever can get to. Otherwise, you can put some fencing on a container if you have to.
Protective means. Additionally, if you have 3 pepper plants in a row in containers, and one pepper plant gets infestation, get affected by some kind of insect or disease, you can physically remove that plant and isolate it, because it's in a container, until you figure out, one, a learning process. Okay, this plant may die, but let me educate myself on what this is, what the result is, how it occurred, and then I can prevent it from happening or reduce the effects of it for next year, so you don't infect everything else around it. So that is just some of the container planting information which you can use in your garden. And even when you have a ground garden to grow in, you can use containers. We use containers all the time.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.